living in RVs, and you can choose to do nothing, or you can choose to be a little more proactive. Thanks. Any questions?
That's what I was going to ask. Mr. Brad, go ahead.
This is probably as much a comment as anything else. Number one, I spent most of my life living in a travel trailer, okay? I've worked with a lot of engineers, and I'm going to make a little joke. I hope I don't offend you. You know, engineers don't make mistakes. They just make revisions. And when you work with them all the time, you know, you understand that. And I understand that, again, engineer mindset. But, you know, 35 years working on the road construction, you know, I lived most of the time in a travel trailer. I'm getting ready to leave Saturday for at least a month to live in my travel trailer. And I hope I can find some places that, like Mr. Gomez wants to put in, that I can set up in part-time and go through and go. And I'm going to go back to one that some of these other commissioners have heard me say more than once. This is the poorest county in the state. It's because you don't live in one of the poorest districts. But we're also the sixth poorest county in the nation. Okay, and a lot of people living in that travel trailer is all they have. Okay, and they buy a piece of cheap dirt in this cheap county, so they have a place to go. And so, you know, all the stuff that you put up here is fine and dandy. But again, and then as far as doing the cup, and I don't see anything where eminent domain has anything to do with what we're talking about.
That's correct.
Part of our job as commissioners is, okay, the zoning is done and set up, and somebody wants something a little different, and he happens to own a piece of property that's zoned different. And I believe that's where us commissioners and our legal counsel have tell us that we have the right to go through the process that we're going through right now to change a piece of dirt without totally changing all the zoning in the area. And that's where I believe that is one of our primary jobs. Am I wrong, Mr. Fish? And if I am, somebody tell me. Because I can take it. I do make mistakes.
We're not, I want everyone to be clear, we're not changing the zoning. There has been talk about changing the zoning. The zoning is always going to be, unless Mr. Gomez applies for his own change, the zoning is going to be general agricultural, but anything out of the ordinary, he would have to apply. Our ordinances are written to the point where anything out of the ordinary, anything other than general agricultural, he would have to apply for a conditional use permit.
Hence right. And I wanted to make clear that what I was intending to do when allowing Ms. McKenzie to speak is to educate the commissioners on topics that we may not know about. This was not a situation where we're just we're trying to gather information so that we make an appropriate decision. Did you have anything else, Betsy?
I don't want to overstay my welcome. I would just like to emphasize to Mr. Peterson that my takeaway, and please read the bullets and see if it changes your current thinking, is that the critical piece for somebody in affordable housing is that they own the land underneath it. Everybody has to live somewhere. Buy that piece of dirt and put your trailer on it.
Okay, before we go out of the way, Mr. Gonzalez, were you going to speak on this issue?
I'd like to address Mr.
Peterson.
Peterson.
I just want to clarify what Mr. Gonzalez, he turned in this list. Okay, Mr. Freeman, go ahead.
So Mr. Peterson and I agree precisely on this. Throughout the county, throughout Apache County, there are areas that have their own land use, property use, ideologies. Their expectations are different. They're different in Alpine, and they're different in the gentleman sitting right behind you in the area of there. And what is the estate?
River Springs
Ranch. Pardon?
River Springs Ranch.
River Springs Ranch has an entirely different expectation of property rights and land use. And it should be that way. The sections of Greer, sections of Alpine, sections of Nutrioso, all right, all have people that own that land, and they have different expectations, and they set them that way. So living in an RV may be that is a choice people make. Other people may have different choices. I don't